My name is Lindsay Maxwell, and I'm a senior. I started attending Greenhill School my freshman year, and I'll be attending and playing Division I lacrosse at Vanderbilt University this fall. My family moved to Dallas from Allen in my sophomore year so I could spend more time on my schoolwork, athletic commitments, and relationships with new friends. Though it felt like I had it all, there was one thing that was missing from my life, and I couldn't quite put a finger on it. That is, until I started attending Preston Hollow at the beginning of my junior year. Though I've only been here for a year and a half, I've been able to participate in many youth events like going to Montree and Moe Ranch, as well as attending weekly worship in the house services and Bible study on Wednesday nights. Also, I've been able to be a volunteer at Vacation Bible School, which was a great experience to meet more of the church community this past summer. Today's message is on relationships and how we depend on them to bring us closer to God. The scripture of Jesus healing the paralytic man whose friends helped carry him to the roof is a very relatable story for all of us. We have all been helped and have helped others. When reading this passage, I noticed there was a part missing from the scripture many people don't talk about. The Bible never directly states that the paralytic man requested help from his friends. However, it points out that his friends were willing to help him whether he asked for it or not. There are many times when we are afraid to ask for help because we are scared of rejection or don't want to seem weak. Often, we aren't even aware we need help. It can be others helping us that make us realize how much we actually need. I believe God places people in our lives who show the parts of ourselves that need assistance we can't realize alone. For me, God placed the Preston Hollow Youth Group in my life to help me truly understand what I was missing. When I started attending Preston Hollow with my family, it took me a while to start going to youth events because I was scared to put myself out there and be vulnerable with other people I didn't know very well. However, this all changed when I attended my first youth retreat at the Montree Youth Conference this past summer. I spent one of the best weeks of my life worshiping in devotionals, climbing mountains, walking in streams, and playing frisbee on roofs, which I now understand how much of a safety concern that is. Sorry, Sarah and Maggie. While all of these were fun activities, the best part to all of them was that I was alongside my fellow youth members. I remember the exact time I felt at home with this tight-knit group when we were there. We were sitting on the dusty wooden floor of a screened-in porch in the house we had rented for the trip. In a circle, covered in sweatshirts and blankets, we sang beautiful songs complemented by Zach's guitar for our nightly devotional. This is where I experienced true community. Here we were, high schoolers of different grades and schools with our own interests and dreams, together worshiping the amazement of God's creation of people and nature. It was in that moment that I realized these people were helping me with more than they ever could know, filling something in me I never knew was empty. In this youth group, I made friendships I can rely on and cherish. Along with peers my age, I've been mentored by some of the most incredible and wise beyond their years young adults who inspire me every day. The youth group were the friends that picked me up and placed me in position to be closer to God and my Christianity than I could have ever gotten to by myself. I was too fearful to ask for guidance, but they weren't scared to help me reach that realization at all. I think that's an amazing thing about this church. We can pick each other up and carry each other even through the hard times, even if we are too scared to ask for help. I've seen what this church has done in times of crisis. When the tornado hit this past fall, we were quick to drive the Holy Roller golf carts through nearby neighborhoods to give out coffee and offer assistance to victims and their families. Now, I know there probably wasn't anyone who specifically asked the Preston Hollow community to give them coffee the morning after, but that's what communities do for each other. They show up day after day, just like the paralytic man's friends, whether they were asked to or not, and there's something truly amazing in that. Even when you feel down and alone, there's always someone willing to stretch out a hand and pick you up. Sometimes, I think God is at work in our lives, even though we don't realize it. It can be the hug initiated from a friend, a joke someone tells to lighten your mood, or even the person in front of you paying for your order in a drive-thru. God is at work in the people that offer assistance, even when we may not ask or need it. God was at work for the friends that were determined to make their paralyzed friend's life better, no matter how challenging that was. So, Preston Hollow, my charge for you is to look for those people in your life. Look for people who want to carry your mat, for the people who want to bring you closer to God. And then be those people in others' lives. Look for ways to lift others up because you might make more of an impact than you could ever know. The kids before you leading worship today were those people for me. They welcomed me in and I'm better for it. You never know what small things you can do for someone that can mean everything to them. Thank you.